Hi,
this is Nick at the Bank of Cardiff. Is this John?
no, it's not. This is Morris.
All right, Morris. Is John around?
No, he's not. Can I help you?
We talked yesterday. I sent him an email, and I just want to make sure he
I
got it.
think I see him outside. Hold on, let me see. What, who is this again?
It's Nick at the Bank of Cardiff.
Nick? All right, hold on. Hello.
Hey John, it's Nick at Bank of Cardiff. How you doing today?
All right, how you doing, sir?
Pretty good. I appreciate you asking. I know you're busy over there. I just want to give you a call and make sure you got my email.
I didn't get your email.
You didn't get it?
Where did you send it? 'Cause I kept asking, Will, did we get it? Oh, yesterday afternoon. Or did you just send it this morning?
No, I sent it yesterday. SK Enterprises of NFL at yahoo.com.
Yeah. But he kept telling me we hadn't got it. Anyway, okay, well, I'm going to check and see if I did get it because as of when I left here at 5 o'clock yesterday, we hadn't got it. So
okay.
He said that we hadn't got it, so I don't know.
All right, well, because of the attachment, check the junk folder, the spam folder. Sometimes Yahoo directs them into that folder because of the attachments. I attach the application for you.
Okay, all right.
All right, in the meantime, I'll go ahead and send it again for you.
I had it. This form I had, I went to looking through it, the thing you sent on the flyer, it had an application, one page on the back of that thing. I didn't even notice it.
Yeah, we put that in there. I sent you one just to have. That's pretty much filled out for you, just to make it easy and to have it on. You know, you have it in email, you have it forever. But okay,
the junk folder you said.
Yeah, there's junk or spam, whatever Yahoo's got set up, and
what when you said if you do $500,000. Didn't you say do y'all do monthly or is that weekly or what? How you do on payback?
Yeah, we have all three options: daily, weekly, and monthly.
Monthly, you can get it on a monthly deal, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know what my rate would be for $500,000 till you see my paperwork. That's what you said.
Right, $500,000. I don't want to. That's. I mean. Doesn't matter if it's 50,000 or 500.
It could be a 25-cent deal. Could be.
Right. I mean, it just depends on the term too. How long we're gonna do it? Everything goes into factors. You know, I don't want to. It's we're talking about serious money here. I don't want to misquote anything.
Well, if you do it for 6 months, I don't know what it'd be. For 500,000, whatever. How do you respond? Anyway, we'll look through there and see if it's in there, and we'll get back with you.
All right, and I sent a note. I forwarded it again. So, and I cut out all of the extra stuff in our signature to strip it down. So hopefully, it just goes right in and doesn't get rejected. Because sometimes, you know, the stuff in my signature tells you about the company and everything like that. It can.
Reason y'all say these rates are, you fix these are high because it's not a guaranteed loan, that's or whatever it is. That's what you say anyway. It's no collateral and all that. So you're open. Is that what y'all always say? It's no guarantee on it or what?
Yeah. No, we say we're not putting it up against any collateral, right? So it's not against your property, you know, your buildings. You know, it's a personal guarantee. So it's.
It is a personal guarantee.
Right.
The company is the SK Enterprise guarantees it. The corporation.
You will. Well, we can do it two different ways, but typically for these kinds of loans.
Well, I'd rather do it to corporation because it's tax deductible that way rather than me getting involved.
It's actually still going to be a 33% tax deduction because it's a business loan. It's not going to go into your personal credit.
But I would sign a guarantor to be the SK Enterprises of North Florida. They're the ones that are going to be paying it, not me personally. I'm not paying that thing.
Right. Right. It's a business loan.
SK Enterprises of North Florida would be guaranteeing it because they own all the damn assets. I don't own them assets.
Right.
The corporation does. But anyway, I'm planning on paying it back anyway, so cause I gotta do business. I can't be putting around here. Anyway, that's the way I look at it. So once you pay it back, I might want to do some more business.
Yeah.
Start to reinitiate it again.
We have a really good renewal program because we've been in business so long. The money just keeps getting cheaper with longer terms. Or if you don't want the longer term, doesn't matter. The money just keeps getting cheaper as we have a track history.
Mm-hmm. Well, so how long, once I fax this application back to you, what else I got to send you for y'all to figure out what the rate is?
All right, so are you looking at the email now?
No. He's in at his other office.
Okay, I sent it again. Hopefully it went through, but we look at this. We look at, and I put a checklist in the email. We look at your bank statements, right, to analyze the cash flow to make sure that, you know, basically you can take care of the note. And the first page from your 2014 business tax return from, you know, the 1120S, and the Schedule K-1 that shows you're 50% owner,
yeah,
the one with your name on it, so we don't have to put your brother on it.
Yeah. Okie doke. I can handle that.
All right.
I'm just trying to get out and understand what it is, what we're doing.
Yeah, of course.
Then we won't have to say, well, I didn't know that.
I
don't want to get any one of them damn
guns. Do you have a fax number there?
Yeah.
Oh, what's your fax number, John?
850-875-1245.
850-875-1245.
That's correct.
All right. I resent the email. I'll send a fax, too. And
I can pick that right off that machine. I have to go in there and wait for him to print that email out for me.
Okay, that way if Morris doesn't get the email, you'll have a fax of, I'll put my email in the fax in case there's something wrong why I can't get through to you. And that way you can have Morris email me.
How long do you think y'all initiate money once y'all say you're going to do it?
About 24 hours.
Is this a week process to do all this?
No. So we receive your application of bank statements. We have an approval within 24 hours. If we were to get it this morning, we could have an answer by the end of today. And then once we agree, everybody's happy, it takes us about 24 hours from there to fund the loan. So it's about a 48 to 72 hour process depending on how quickly.
Y'all can do a month payback. Well, you're not like that because you get to keep the money a while. When you go doing this daily, weekly stuff, you don't even get to keep the money. You borrow the money and you're giving it back before you even use it.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, right. What they do is they take the monthly payment and break it up into the micro payments.
Mm-hmm. In other words, you take a month. In other words, you say, I want to pay it back in a month. So how much, what do you take? So much a month? Is that what you're saying? Or you take one payment a month or you do four payments a month? How do you do that?
Well, yeah, like I said, we have three options, right? It's daily, weekly, and monthly. So you either have...
I would say I owe you $50,000 a month. I can say I want to take that out once a month. That's an option.
Yeah, it's an option. The business just has to qualify for it. It's not even a... there's no barriers. It just has to qualify for it. So if you were to have a $500,000 loan, or whatever. Let's say your payment was $50,000 a month for whatever. If we did like something like a six-month loan on however much, And yeah, it'd be we would just take it out of the bank account once a month.
Do y'all have initiation fee also, application fee? Besides the
No, there's no charge for the approval.
There's no upfront say like a lot of these banks say. Okay, I got a 1.5 to 2 or 3% application fee here. And so that's
no.
You don't have
no.
Okay.
No, there's always certain programs that have those. Those are most times they're for like for example, I can tell you a lot of the businesses in California have to pay it as part of the banking thing in California, but not in Florida. And when people start taking their second, third, fourth loan like this, then there's always a small like 1% or something like that because. It's just, again, when you start taking four of these loans, there's obviously something's going on, and it's a higher risk. So investors are looking to get their money back.
In other words, y'all don't charge no 1% application fee and all that mess.
No. Not in Florida, no.
One thing you do is you just charge the dadgum, whatever that fee is, 15, 18, 25, 20, whatever that fee is, that's all you charge.
It depends, right? So if obviously there's things that could come up, right? If there's a site inspection needed, if we if we have to send someone there to take pictures of the business and the signage, or verify the business, it just depends on the situation, right? But no, we don't have a set fee, a blanket fee that we just try
about?
To.
We got to wait around here and take pictures of the business. What are you talking about now?
No, I'm not saying that we're doing that for you. I'm just saying that, of course, that can happen. And that's every bank in the world.
What do you charge to do that, is what I'm saying?
Whatever it costs. That we have, connections with people all over the country, so it might be a couple $100 to have someone come out there for, half an hour and take pictures and verify the business. But, that's not something we're trying to make money off of you, right? I'm just saying that's a what if scenario. I'm not saying that's what.
Half assed appraisal going on. So the site that you loaning money. I mean, well, you ain't taking that for collateral, no way. You just saying we're in business.
Yeah, we're making sure that you're not a cardboard box in a window with somebody handwritten crayon that Right. So there's things like that, but there's nothing like that. We're trying to make money off of you. It's not like it's.
I take your $500,000 and go to Acapulco and you don't see me no more.
Right. We're just trying to protect the investors' money. But no, there's no fees to try to make money off of you.
Well, we got assets, about $15 million worth of them. But I'm in a process of changing banks, and that's why I need a bridge loan because I have to pay through the ass to do it because they got everything tied up until you change, and then it becomes free again. But when it becomes free again, that's when I can negotiate and do more. But I mean, that's just banks. I'm going from one bank to another for a long-term 4% interest loan.
When are you switching banks?
Oh, I'm not. The bank that I'm banking with you, I don't know. That won't switch. The bank account won't switch. The band, the people that would finance the property, what I'm talking about.
Oh, I gotcha.
Not the operation of where my bank account is. No, that wouldn't change. The bank accounts and all that won't change. I'm talking about mortgage on the land. Okay. I'm going from short term money to long term money.
Yeah. I gotcha.
Your case when that rate goes up to 8%, I'd be locked in at 4. Whenever happens.
Yeah, keep the money cheap.
That's what I'm doing. So one day somebody crazy enough is going to raise up there, but I don't think the economy can stand it. I think it'll just fall on its ass. That's what I think will happen. If you start raising all these car, financing the car and raising them up to 8% loan, they'll quit selling. You raise these houses back up to 8%, they'll quit selling. People can't pay it. Most people, whether you believe it or not, are living hand to mouth. They ain't Donald Trump. They ain't Miss Hillary. They ain't got millions in the bank. They living hand to mouth, one paycheck to the next paycheck. That's the way it is in this country, whether you believe it or not.
No, it is. Everyone's in debt.
Be that way, but the average person out there is. And that's why they vote for Donald Trump, because they're damn tired of getting left out of the damn parade. And Hillary, them kind of people get $200,000 to $300,000 to give a speech to some bunch of damn crooked bankers. And then all these corporate, these foreign countries give some money to give all these speeches, and they heard, and what's his name, mashed up several millions of dollars just rip off deep. And all the rest of us is sitting out here doing without, raising our taxes, raising our insurance, health insurance. Maybe you don't believe what I'm saying, but that's the way it is.
No, I believe. I know. Trust me. I know. It's terrible.
Nobody's going to give me a damn free check.
Yeah, they tell me about it.
They ain't offered me one yet. Maybe they're giving you one. They ain't offering me
that. Let me tell you, if they're trying to offer it, they're not doing a good job of reaching me. But
they ain't going to give you nothing but a tax bill.
I'm going to tell you, they make sure they get that to me. They make sure they get that to me.
They're going to get their share of whatever you make. That's what they're going to get.
Ain't that the truth? And then
that's
some.
Right, they do. If you got some angle, you ain't have to pay on what that is. Well, anyway, I'm going to, if you send in this thing on a fax.
Nope. I'm out here, you know, working every day just like you.
But I wanted to know, I done heard you say y'all to do things.
Johnny, there?
Per month. That's what you say, y'all got a plan for that. The reason I want to do that, I want my money. I don't keep my money longer than a week. I don't want to, by the time I borrow that stuff, pay you them damn big fees. I don't want to just say, all right, get right back to him, get right back to him, get right back to him. And then I don't even get to keep it. I just paying a damn service fee. You follow what I'm saying? Yeah, I know you know what I'm talking about. That's the only drawback.